It is time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Sarah, hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. What are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, like we just mentioned, it's Throwback Thursday.
1976. 76.
And one of the biggest movies that year was A Star Is Born.
Oh.
Yes.
With Barbara Streisand,
yes,
the original.
Barbara Streisand. Yeah, so she played an unknown singer, and Kris Kristofferson played an established rock and roll star who fall in love, only to find her career ascending while his goes into decline.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
Oh, boy. All right.
A Star Is Born, the 1976 version, was the second remake of the original 1937 drama, the prior being the 1954 musical starring Judy Garland and James Mason.
Wow. So many iterations.
Yes. The film updates the original story and screenplay. The earlier films had portrayed the behind-the-scenes world of Hollywood filmmaking, and this version adapted the story to the music business.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So A Star Is Born was co-produced by Streisand and her then-partner, John Peters. Among the actors they considered for the male lead were Neil Diamond and Marlon Brando. But who they really wanted was Elvis Presley. That's who they really wanted for the role, was Elvis.
Sure, sure.
They met with Elvis and discussed the film, and he was interested in taking the part, thinking it would revive his film career.
Sure.
But his manager, Colonel Tom Parker, insisted that Elvis have top billing and asked for a substantial sum of money for the role, even though he had not had an acting role since 1969.
Colonel Tom.
And people were unsure of what kind of box office draw he would even have at that point.
I don't know.
1976 Elvis?
It's Elvis. Yeah. I don't know.
Right. True.
I mean, he's dead now. Look at the draw he has now.
Right. So that effectively ended Elvis's involvement with the project. And Neil Diamond, who knew Streisand and had actually attended high school with her in Brooklyn, was also seriously considered, but he had to decline due to his extensive concert commitments.
Sure. Yeah. It was big time.
So the role went to Kris Kristofferson, and he has denied that he modeled his character on Jim Morrison. He kind of looks like, if you look at the pictures, he kind of looks like Jim Morrison.
Oh, yeah.
In it,
but he says no?
He said no, yeah. So the filming locations included many in Arizona, such as downtown Tucson and Tempe, and Streisand's wardrobe was selected from her own personal clothing.
Oh.
The film credit reads, Miss Streisand's clothes from her closet.
It really says in
That's
it, from
it
her
says.
Closet?
From her closet.
Funny.
Yeah. So A Star Is Born premiered on December 18th, 1976, with a wide release by Warner Brothers. A huge box office success, grossing $80 million on a $6 million budget in North America. The film became the second highest grossing that year.
So $80 million. You said $80
million? $80 million on a $6 million budget.
In 1976.
In 1976.
That's
huge.
Yeah,
pretty big movie.
That's big.
Reviews praised its performances and musical score, but criticized the screenplay and the runtime. It was 142 minutes long.
Well,
that's pretty long.
Eh,
yeah, well, today that's kind of average, I suppose. But maybe back then it was kind of long. It was nominated for 4 Academy Awards, winning 1 for Best Original Song, making Streisand the first woman to be honored as a composer.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, Barbara.
This song also earned 4 Grammy nominations and ultimately won 3, and they were Streisand's first Grammys in 12 years.
Oh, good. See, it revived her career,
it
too.
It did, yeah. Its soundtrack album was an international success, reaching number 1 in many countries and selling nearly 15 million copies worldwide. It featured the ballad Evergreen, Love from A Star Is Born, which became one of the biggest hits of Streisand's career, spending 3 weeks at number 1 in the United States. In its year-end chart for 1977, Billboard ranked the platinum-certified single, which sold more than 2 million copies, the 4th biggest single of the year. So, big movie, big song.
Big, yeah. Big everything.
Now, of course, a couple years ago, Bradley Cooper starred, directed, and co-wrote and co-produced a retelling that was in 2018 with Lady Gaga, co-starring and composing new music for the film.
Right.
I've never seen the original. I did see that one in 2018, but I've never seen the original with Barbara Streisand.
And you like the newer version?
Oh, it was so good. Yeah,
okay.
I really liked it. All 4 of the official A Star Is Born movies have been nominated for at least 4 Academy Awards. In August 2021, while promoting her upcoming album, Barbara Streisand suggested that the 2018 film was unoriginal and the wrong idea, despite her version also being a remake, and her clear and apparent support and praise of the project, both during production and after its release.
I see. All right. That's awkward. That's awkward. All right. You picked out a record to go along with A Star Is Born, did you, Sarah?
Yeah. So we're going to play the theme from the song, from that movie. We're going to play Evergreen by Barbara Streisand.
Sarah, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7, the biggest hits in the history of the world. Barbara Streisand, Evergreen, the theme from Star is Born. And I kind of gave it away there. Sarah, do you remind us, why did we just play that record?
Well, because we were talking about A Star is Born. Yes. That was came out in 1976.
We were.
Our Throwback Thursday year.
Yeah. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
Okay, A Star is Born was the second remake of the original 1937 film.
They really wanted Elvis for the male lead.
And it was the second highest grossing movie of 1976.
$80 million.
You know what the first one was?
Star Wars was 87, or 77, so no, I don't.
Rocky.
Rocky.
Yeah.
How did Rocky do? Do you know? Do you have the numbers on that?
I don't know.
Okay.
They were just number one. I know that.
Holy cow. So, well, good. Yeah. What a year. What a year for films, I guess. 1976. Yeah. Folks want to learn more about A Star is Born. Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
Well, you can go to my wiki blog. Yeah. If you go to legends1027.com, on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
And as always, not only can you listen on the radio and all the streaming platforms, you can also watch the Wiki Corner unfold live, plus see what happens in the studio behind the scenes on our Facebook page every
day at
410facebook.com/legends1027. And the archive is up on the YouTube.
That's
just
great.
Search Sarah's Wiki Corner for our Wiki Corner channel. Wonderful. Back tomorrow at 4:10 for the fifth and final episode of the week.
Absolutely.
Looking forward to it, Sarah. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Talking Heads, Edison Lighthouse, and a lot more straight ahead on Legends 102.7.